This is the Daily Dope, presented by The Gaming Gang for Tuesday, January 31st, 2012. It's time for another irrelevant look at the gaming news of the day. Howdy, gang. I'm your host, Jeff McAleer. Thank you to Elliot Miller for hosting yesterday's show, as he normally will do on Mondays, but I am back. Today marks the ending of the first month of the Daily Dope. Aha! I know there were people who just didn't think a daily tabletop gaming news show could be pulled off, even if it's only 10 or 15 minutes long, but I have to say, so far our download numbers and the extremely positive feedback we've received may just prove those naysayers wrong. Sure, the show isn't perfect, and just like the Gaming Gang podcast, I'm certain it's not everyone's cup of Java, but so far so good. Enough semi-patting ourselves on the back. Let's get down to the news. Crash Games is now taking pre-orders for their upcoming board game, Rise. It's a two-player strategy game for the whole family and was a successful Kickstarter project. In Rise, you must build three towers before your opponent beats you in a battle to rise to the top. By cleverly surrounding an empty space with six workers, you'll break new ground and lay the foundation on a path to victory. Take caution, though. If you lose sight of your opponent's plans, your towers may be left in the dust. In this simple yet strategic game for the whole family, two players battle it out by both adding to the ever-changing board and placing their workers strategically to watch their towers rise. While seemingly simple, the entire game can change with the placement of a tile or a fiendish movement from a worker. What actions will you take in a game where winners must balance their construction with the destruction of their opponent? I do believe Rise may be a GameSalute exclusive, so you might just want to pop over to GameSalute.com to take a peek. A Fistful of Penguins from Watzelpoeg Games should be in stores very shortly, and it's a family dice game where up to six players compete to gather animals for their zoo by rolling special animal dice. Here come the animals. Add lions, camels, and kangaroos to your zoo in this simple dice game the whole family can enjoy. Lions are a big draw, but they scare the camels. Those pesky squirrels will pilfer your peanuts, but a moose won't go anywhere without a squirrel. See, folks, you learn something about nature on this show all the time. And the more kangaroos, the better. Use your penguins wisely, and you can have the best zoo in the country. The player who earns the most money after three rounds will win the game. Some animals score more in big groups, others together, and others all on their own. Can you roll together a zoo better than your opponents? You'll find out when A Fistful of Penguins ends up in stores this week. Also coming to stores this week is Wiz War from Fantasy Flight Games. This is a new edition of the 1983 Tom Jolly classic, and rather than having counters to represent the action on the board, you'll get sculpted miniatures with the FFG version. Wizards wage no-spells-barred magical duels deep in an underground labyrinth in Wiz War. This classic board game of magical mayhem for 2-4 players pits players' wizards against each other in a stupendous struggle for magical mastery. Win by stealing other wizards' treasures and hauling them back to your base, or just score points by blasting the other wizards. The last wizard standing always wins. You'll have plenty of options to send your opponents to the next world when Wiz World arrives in stores later this week. GMT is now offering the third printing of Dominant Species on their P500 list. This edition features all new internal component art, which you can find samples of at the GMT website. They're also providing two upgrade kits for those who'd like to upgrade their existing editions of Dominant Species. There's the card deck update and the full printed component update kit. These will release in late March, so GMT's on a pretty tight time schedule in order to get these extra components out for the update kits. So if you want either one or both, you want to place your order quickly. And while we're talking about Dominant Species, Mark Siminovich has sent along some final card art for the upcoming Dominant Species the Card Game, which you can check out at gmtgames.com, and that game will be shipping in late March. ConSim World has announced their webinar series, and thanks to member donations and ongoing visitor support, CFW is pleased to announce a new service. This new webinar series, which will feature game publishers, designers, historians, and members presenting on a wide range of interesting topics related to the ConSim gaming world. The first session has just been announced. This live presentation takes place tomorrow, Wednesday, February 1st, from 9 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern Time. You'll be able to join Alan Emmerich of Victory Point Games and Lance McMillan, series developer, as they discuss the Napoleonic 20 series from VPG. Topics range from an overview of the series, along with the latest news on upcoming releases, including Waterloo 20, 2nd edition, Salamanca 20, as well as the GMT Fading Glory Pack. The CSW webinar series is part of ConSim World's ongoing commitment to support the ConSim gaming industry and support your gaming interests. This new service would not have been possible without your donations, which help support CSW. Master and Commander Close Quarters is a set of rules designed for playing boarding actions between Napoleonic ships. Now you can play in detail such famous actions as Nelson's Patton Bridge for boarding first rates and the Battle of St. Vincent, follow Captain Decatur in a boarding action against Barbary Corsairs, or join the Royal Navy ships with the San Juan Neponesimo at Trafalgar. Fast, innovative, and simple playing, Master and Commander Close Quarters is designed to be played with Capitan Miniatures' own shipboards and 18mm crews. All you need to play is downloadable, absolutely free. The rule set is available as a free download in multiple languages, as are print and play tokens, record sheets, and combat maps for 8 different ship types. You can learn more at CapitanMiniatures.com. After a year of extensive development, the small indie team at Red Wasp Design have announced that their anticipated title, Call of Cthulhu: The Wasted Land, has launched on iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch. The game is a turn-based strategy RPG inspired by the works of cult horror writer H.P. Lovecraft and developed in cooperation with Chaosium, the publishers of the cult horror role-playing game Call of Cthulhu. The game is now out on iTunes and is a universal iOS app, so the same game works for iPhone and iPod Touch, both SD and HD, and for iPad, and carries graphics optimized for each of these platforms. It's priced at $4.99 for the full universal app. The game's designer, Thomas Rollins, said, "We've put a vast amount of our time, energy, and ideas into this game over the last year. It's been a long journey for us because we want to get it right. We're not a huge studio, but I hope that fellow gamers will appreciate what we've achieved with The Wasted Land." The game features 9 3D levels set in the trenches of World War I. The player controls a team of up to 6 investigators charged with uncovering a deadly inhuman conspiracy underlying the clash of empires of the Great War. Barbed wire, mustard gas, and machine guns will prove to be the least dangerous things that the investigators will encounter as they venture out into no man's land to solve the mystery of the wasted land. As the game progresses, the player can build up the skills, weapons, and equipment of the team to suit their playing style. As well as the physical danger, the investigators must guard their sanity against the myriad of horrors that threaten to destroy it. If you'd like to stay in touch with the developers and get updates on the game, help and strategy guides, or more, you might want to connect with Red Wasp Design on Facebook, Twitter, or on their own website, redwaspdesign.com. And finally, we're less than 2 weeks out from the return of The Walking Dead. And AMC has released an action-packed TV spot for the second half of the second season of the network's highly successful adaptation of Robert Kirkman's Image comic book series. New episodes of The Walking Dead premiere on AMC on Sunday, February 12th at 9 p.m. Eastern. The first half of The Walking Dead's second season improved on the first season's stellar ratings and made the series the top-rated basic cable original drama ever for adults in the coveted 18-49 demographic. In addition to the 15 Walking Dead graphic novels, the show has begun to spin off into an increasing amount of merchandise, including action figures from McFarlane Toys and 2 board games, one based on the TV series, one on the comics. AMC has already released some teaser footage from the next episode, and you can check that out at amctv.com. Looks like Elliot is finally going to get his wish, as Rick, Laurie, and the rest of the survivors will soon be moving on from Herschel's farm. Of course, those who follow the comic could have already told you that, but then again, they could also tell you a great many things that happen in the comic that have not transpired on the TV show, and vice versa. And for me, I think that's a good thing. That's it for today's show. I will be back tomorrow, and until then, have a terrific Tuesday. The Daily Dope is presented by The Gaming Gang, located at thegaminggang.com. Any similarities to an actual news program are certainly unintentional and, in fact, accidental.